independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The CBO report should be a knockout blow for Republicans in Congress. They should heed this warning and turn back from their plan that would be a disaster for the country.
Chuck Schumer right there. The CBO released their report. Healthcare is important to all of us, like the economy. We all usually participated in some way, shape, or form, whether it's going to the doctors just for a routine checkup or something more serious. The cost has been rising exponentially over the last couple of years. The double-digit jumps this year put a crunch on a lot of people. And the Democrats broke it. All right? The Democrats broke it. Now, Schumer and Pelosi can sit here and they can cackle and they can talk about all kinds of crap. And you're a part of this, right? You made this mess. Understand that you and your cohorts 8 years ago helped make this giant turd. But just because there's a giant turd doesn't mean you have to have turd part two. And that's a lot of what it is. CBO is estimating about 24 million people will lose coverage. They'll be saving some here and saving some there. But I'm really not quite sure that I'm thrilled by this. And I wasn't thrilled by it last week. And this has nothing to do with the president. I look at the Republicans here. This is a you thing. You had 8 years. 8 years. Last week they said we're all in agreement as far as repeal goes, but nobody's in agreement as far as replace goes. This is Tom Price, Human Health Secretary, talking about the CBO.
So we disagree strenuously with the report that was put out. We believe that our plan will cover more individuals at a lower cost and give them the choices that they want.
Yeah, that's what you think. You think it's, of course you do. What else are you going to say? I believe they're right. 24 million people are going to lose their coverage and this is going to be great for America. That's not great for America. I still haven't seen the crux of it all. Well, I want to know what's inside this thing, right? I want to see how you're going to get this so we can start to compete across state lines. I want to understand that. I want to see if is it going to be a la carte. You know, you're a 22-year-old kid. You're going to buy your own insurance. How are we going to get them in there? Because you're going to leave the mandate in there, right? I'm not thrilled about that. Cadillac taxes stay in there. Some other stuff in there for these big companies, so they're guaranteed to not lose their ass. That doesn't sound very free markety to them. No. How this is going to roll out? Are you smart enough to do something with it? You got this. You see it today. You disagree with it, but you can't disagree with all of it. Again, the CBO is a Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan. They roll this thing out. It's a guesstimation at best. It is a guesstimation because we don't know what human beings are going to be like. We don't know what things are going to be like in the future. It is a guesstimation, and data is the best thing that we can go on of what potentially could happen. It may be good. It may be bad. But I said 24 million, screw that. Let's take away 60%. Let's say only 10 million people lose their coverage. That's still a lot of people. A lot of people vote. That's not a good thing. That isn't. We want to be going forward, not backwards and stuff like this.
I don't think this is particularly good news. If they're half right, there's still a lot of people that would be uninsured. It does reduce the deficit. It does reduce premiums some. But the way I look at this, give me a chance to look at it a little closer. Overall, we should take the CBO report and see if we can make the bill better.
That's right. That's it. And if I'm the Republicans, I'm getting the Democrats over there and saying, you're going to help fix this thing because you broke it. And I'd say it just like that with my teeth clenched. They can talk all they want. Schumer and Pelosi can talk all they want. They're a part of this turd because it was the likes of them who, why don't we pass it so we can see what was in it? Remember that? They created this turd that's going on right now. The Republicans might have turd part two getting ready to roll out, but turd part one is already crash landed. You measure twice in life and you cut once, meaning get it right. Don't screw it up. You get it right. You have 2018 to think about. 2018 is in front of you right now. 2018 is closer than you think if you're a politician. And if you get this wrong and you screw things up, Those voters are going to hold you to the fire. And if you're a Republican right now, you've got to get it right. And you've got to tell your constituents, let me tell you something. It isn't as easy as you think. It's not just we're going to do this and we're going to do that. What you need to do is you need to take a step back and say, it may take a little longer, but we're going to deliver for you the right thing. Be honest with the people. Don't do what Tom Price is doing, please, which is telling everybody how great this is going to be, telling everybody that this is going to be the greatest thing in the history of the world, telling everybody how amazing this is going to be. Let me tell you something. Don't do that.
And the fact of the matter is that right now, current law, we've got individuals who have health coverage but no health care. And it's incredibly important to appreciate that. In fact, the care coverage numbers are, in fact, going down.
Yeah, yeah. The coverage numbers are going down. But I tell you this right now. They've got to do the right thing. And this is where all of us come in. Because all of us have health care needs that we want. One thing that Tom Price talked about earlier was the fact that, you know what? It's not only about the cost, but it's about the care, the coverage that you're going to have with the person. Because when we talk stuff, usually when it comes to healthcare, it's about the cost. There are ways that we can do this that are smart. But rolling out a turd for the sake of getting something out there because you want to keep your constituents happy and you want to make sure that you know that they're working is not the right thing to do. You need to be smart about this. You absolutely do. Because if you screw this up, knowing full well you had in front of you a blueprint of how not to do it, and then you followed along doing something similar by handing us Obamacare Lite, and it ends up costing people their health care coverage, and it cost us money, and, oh, but it's going to save money. It's saving $337 billion over 10 years. We almost have a $4.1 trillion budget this year. Do you realize that's less than 1%? How is that anything? How is that anything to us? It's not. You can say, oh, it's the greatest thing. No, no. The rich are going to look up and say, okay, we're doing better. The upper middle will be like, okay, we're doing better. The middle is going to be like, the pinch is on us again. And most of us are living in the middle.
Okay, so they're taking 24 million people, pushing them off their coverage. And as they do so, they are implementing the biggest transfer of wealth in our history.
Which they're going to scream and shout about because they don't like it when wealthy people get wealthier. That's something they don't care about, unless it's them. We have to be smart about this, though. If you're a Republican, you've got to be smart. And you've got to talk about it. And you have to say, okay, how do we make this work for as many people as possible? Again, there's always going to be losers. But I agree here with what Tom Cotton has to say.
We should take a pause, try to solve as many of the problems on both Medicaid and the individual insurance market in this bill in the House, and then allow the Senate to take its work up.
That's it. Take a pause. What's wrong with taking a deep breath and saying, you know what, maybe this isn't the best thing to do? My uncle, who you've heard on here, Tech Tuesday, Paul, we have him on, he used to work for Blizzard Entertainment. They created World of Warcraft and all of these other amazing games that, you know, millions and millions upon millions of people play on a weekly and daily basis. And he said, you know what? We were all about the end user experience. And we actually produced a game that was never delivered because we thought, we worked on it for a couple of years. Think about that. But we thought the end user wasn't going to like it. And it wasn't going to be any benefit to them. And it was subpar. So we shelved it. We lost money. Well, you know what? Maybe it's time to take that kind of attitude and that kind of thought process and maybe shelve this until we have a vigorous, honest debate, until we get the Democrats inside of this, until all of us sit down and talk about the things that we think are important and how we go about covering the people that are going to struggle to cover themselves. And at the same time, and by that, you know what? Look, there are a lot of people out there that have issues, and we need to make sure they're taken care of. I'm not some bleeding heart liberal. I'm a human being. When I hear somebody talk about compassionate conservatives and they're really not, they're more like a-holes, I just sit there and laugh. But we also need to find a way that we're not putting the pinch on the middle class and that we're not asking the rich to do everything. And I think we can do that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. I want to ask you, what do you think of this? Are you worried? Are you nervous? How is this going to make you feel? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. CBOs today said 24 million people by the year 2024, 2026 are going to lose their health care coverage if this rolls out the way it is. My guesstimation is it's going to be less than that, but it's still going to be a big issue for the Republicans. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Today, the nonpartisan scorekeepers have spoken clearly. Trump care means higher costs for less coverage.
Chuck Schumer there. CBO delivered their reports, which is nonpartisan, Congressional Budget Office. They delivered their report today on Trump care, as it's being called. The repeal and replacement would cost up to 24 million people their insurance, according to them. While it will save us some money, it's a drop in the bucket to what we spend. If you really look at it relative to how much money our budget actually is, I look at this, it's a turd. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. What say you? Brian and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, how are you?
I'm doing good, brother.
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, listen, I seen a report on Fox News this afternoon while I was getting ready for work. A bill has passed out of committee that's attached to this Trump care that deals in genetics. And an employer can request that you hand over your genetics to them to see if you're susceptible to cancer or heart disease or whatever. And if you don't do this, you can be fined. I told Phil that you could be fired, but I misspoke on that. You can be fined by your employer. It didn't say how much, and it didn't go into it, but a lot of people are up in arms, and there's no news coverage on this.
We talked about it, Brian, on Friday, Brian. Appreciate your call, brother. And it to me is a genetic study. Essentially, they could get your DNA and they want to see what you're predisposed to. Could you have could your family have a predisposition to cancer or things of that nature? Because that they're looking at, it's almost an actuary type of things where we're looking and trying to predict how many people inside a group of X, Y, and Z over here will have the chance at having cancer, which could drive the cost of things going up. And God knows what else they might do with it. But hell no is the answer. You're not getting my phone. You're not going to have a look through any of my other stuff. You're going to get nothing. All right? I'm going to show up. I'm going to work. I get paid. I'm not asking to look through your phone. I don't want your DNA. I don't want your genetics. I want any of that stuff. And at the same time, I want you to respect the fact that you're not getting my phone, you're not getting my passwords to my Facebook and this, that, and the other, and you're not going to get my DNA. If you're going to find me, then find me. But I'm not buying into that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. As we look forward, I was sitting there thinking, well, what's next? You know, what's next for this? What's next realistically for this as we move forward? The Republicans have to be smart about this. They do. And I say that because you remember, Obama had it all, right? He had the House, he had the Senate, he had everything. And then they rolled this out, and this was turd number one. And you had the Pelosi's of the world saying, well, we got to pass it to find out what's in it. And what we found out what was in it was a bunch of years of waivers and dodging it until everybody got to participate in it, but it still didn't keep the cost down enough. We found out there was, if you like your doctor, you're really probably not going to be able to keep your doctor. We found out a lot of different things. And yes, it did insure more people, but at what cost? Subsidies? Essentially, tax credits are what they're offering here. It's just a subsidy by a different name. Somebody gets it on the front end, other people are getting it on the back end. The Republicans need to go back to the drawing board. Pride is an issue with all of us. There is an issue with pride. How many of them are willing to say this isn't right? Lindsey Graham, you heard him, said, hey, we need to go back and we need to take the CBO report and we need to fix what's broken. But the likes of Paul Ryan and many of these others who want to rush this thing through, let me tell you what's next. What's next is 2018. It will be a changing of the guard. And if you think Trump's going to have trouble now, even arguing amongst the Republicans, wait till he doesn't have all of the other stuff. There'll be no majority in the Senate. There'll be no majority in the House. And if is, it'll be small, but he won't have it all, and it's going to be a struggle. A struggle? Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. It is. So what's next is they've got to be smart about this. And I always wonder why it is that people, you know, look, when you're a child, you're impatient. That's part of being a child, right? I want it now. I want it now. I want it. We've become very impatient. And I think this is where us as consumers, right, not only constituents, but consumers want to look at them and say, do the right thing. Do the right thing. And if I am a Republican, I am doing everything in my power to make sure that the Democrats have their fingerprints all over this. Not only did they break it, right? And look, I'm going to give both sides the A for effort. You tried something. But let's get it right now, right? Let's get it right. Stop putting the pride out there before the fact that you need to put us, the people out there, instead of the pride. Let's get this thing right. What can we do as a cohesive unit, as a team, to get this thing right? You're not going to please everybody. And if you're out there and you're a Democrat and you're thinking, I don't want them to work with the Republicans, shame on you. And if you're a Republican, you're a supporter of the Republican Party, and you say, I don't want them anywhere near this, shame on you. Both sides need to have a voice in the room. Otherwise, we're all going to be screwed more than we already are. They've already jacked it up once. We don't need to screw it up a little bit more. It's like, hey, guess what? We crashed the plane, but the good news is it's floating. Hold on. We're going to sink it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. All right. I had an experience on Friday. Producer Phil and I have talked about it. It was a life-changing experience, and we are going to discuss that. Plus, Mike Brown's back in the old talk of America. Video's out. Does it change anything? No. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's a free country, and the beauty of it is that people can act how they want, no matter how that's interpreted, and as long as they stay on the right side of the First Amendment, we're good. 99% of them are pleasant, even with people who may not agree with our philosophy or programs or whatever.
That right there was the spicy 33-year-old woman in an Apple store asking what it's like to work for a fascist and accused Trump of treason with Russia. He thanked her and then told her that. It's a good way to deal with it right there, kids. You know what? You're not always going to please everybody. That's the world that we live in. You will not always please everybody. Some people, no matter how much you try, no matter what you do, they have their mind made up and that's it. Period. Case closed. You're not going to change people's minds in certain situations. Case in point, there is a new video out and a new documentary. Michael Brown, remember that? Ferguson, the whole nine yards. Hands up, don't shoot. Not real, but everybody thinks. There are people out there that still to this day believe that. Even though it's been shown that that didn't happen. There are people out there that absolutely believe that. The new film that is out shows Michael Brown in Ferguson entering the store, engaging in a purported drug exchange hours before he was killed. They said it's nothing more than a poorly edited snippet. But now they're saying, doesn't this shed light on more? That maybe he was in the store doing something else. What I see is him going in the store at night, and I thought he was shot in the day. So I don't know what this has to do with anything. And are they trying to say that this guy's a drug dealer inside the store? or that this guy bought something. By the way, if he's going in there purportedly doing a drug deal, whether buying or selling, I don't know if that really lends credence to he's a swell guy. But all this does is that, you know, there was some more people that were upset. They were angry. It was Stranger Fruit. It debuted at South by Southwest Film Festival in Austin, Texas. It happened over the weekend. It shows that Brown didn't rob the store before his deadly confrontation with Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. Rather, it shows the 18-year-old exchanged marijuana for cigarillos with the clerk. That's what it shows. I don't know. I thought it looked dark, and I thought that happened in the day. Maybe I was wrong. You know, you've heard so many different things about this. Either way, it doesn't change the fact that a kid lost his life and that a police officer's life was threatened and completely upended, and that there were issues inside of Ferguson that needed to be addressed, but as usual, were never addressed. And the reason is pretty simple. We, as a nation, refuse to be honest with each other because we have self-centered ourselves, if you will, when it comes to being honest and talking about stuff. Period. We have censored ourselves. We do not want to talk about things if it makes us feel uncomfortable. I'm a head-on type of person. And an issue here we had to deal with today, we dealt with it. I'm an upfront, honest, let's go right at it. Let's get it done. Let's shake hands and move on with our life. You've got to be able to do that. Race is one of those things where, and I'll be, Producer Phil, what is it? How long has it been since we've had a race issue that has been front and center in the last 12 months?
Oh my gosh, you would think that they come out every day.
Yeah, but what there hasn't really been. I mean, obviously we had the shootings of the police officers, and we've had some stuff when it comes to Trump in the run-up to the election, but he has dominated the news cycle since then, and they really haven't had race issues that we were seeing almost on a weekly basis between police officers and what was going on with the public.
Very true.
But this thing really spurned that kind of summer of discontent, but it never changed anything because we're afraid to talk about stuff. We're afraid to deal with things. We're afraid to have an open and honest dialogue because in our mind, we have the belief system that we have. If it's a police officer and an individual that is a civilian involved in a shooting, and if that civilian is white, the officer is white and the civilian is black, it is automatically the left side of the aisle believes that the cop has done something wrong and the right side of the aisle believes that the police officer is always right. And that the person that he shot deserved it and vice versa. It's enough. You know, we can have dialogue. And nothing wrong with dialogue. But you've got to be willing to listen to each other. And we don't. And it's funny that, you know, this election became very much about race, but not race in an African-American or Asian-American kind of way. It became about the Latinos, right? People from Mexico, people from Central America. It became about the brown instead of the black. And that was something that went way over here. And I myself looked at it, and I just sit there and laugh because, again, we can't have an honest discussion. When we talk about immigration, it's always from a point of view that it's about people coming from south of the border. I believe over the last couple of years, I think the Chinese, people coming from certain parts of Asia are coming in here at a higher rate of speed, but we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the English people down in Santa Monica who came here on their visa and stayed over it. We don't talk about the Russians in New York. We don't talk about certain things like that because they wanted to turn it into an issue that they could talk about. And yes, while Mexico and south of the border dominates race, that is changing in a lot of ways when it talks about race and immigration. But there's a narrative there, and that's just it. We can't talk about race, and there's a narrative that a certain group of people in the media want to push. Now, I don't know about this new video, and I'll probably see it at some point in time. I've seen the video, but I'll probably see the movie. And like everything else, you come into it a lot of times nowadays, especially these quote-unquote documentary filmmakers, they come into it with an attitude of, I'm an activist first, making a film, even though they'll tell you something different. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. And we will not be able to get to the point where we can talk about race in this country until we can actually be honest with each other, because otherwise nothing will ever get done. We'll just gloss over it. We'll push it to the side. We won't address the things that need to be addressed. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Okay. Something changed my life the other day, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. You may not like what I have to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. I've met heads of state. I've met presidents. I've met, you know, queens and queen mums and things of that nature. Been very fortunate to meet some people in my life. Great athletes, actors, whole nine yards. Not a lot of great stuff. The other night, I was at Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport flying home from Hotlanta. When I was sitting there, going, my God, I got to get on the plane for another 45 minutes to an hour after being on the plane for about 5 hours, sitting next to God knows who. And all of a sudden, a bunch of people are emerging from a plane when, like the seas parting through Moses, I saw them. Girls, two of them, early 20s. But was it one of them or is it two of them? I don't know. And you say, Chad, what are you talking about? I saw Brittany and Abby. If you don't know who they are, they are, do we go with conjoined twins?
Yeah,
it's one body and two heads. It's one body and two heads. And you could see it on TV. You could read it and see it in a book or even on online. But in person, it was, whoa, it really was. It was, I didn't, and you don't know what, that's the way I feel. Like, that's what I just said is, I didn't know what this, and I stared. I didn't know what to do. I stared. It was wrong. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if it was wrong. I don't know if it was right. It was just, it had to be done. I didn't take a picture. There were a lot of people taking pictures, you know. I read up about them, but it was weird because, again, it's like somebody's going to call me a conjoined phobic, which is fine. It's okay. I mean, you know, call me whatever you want to call me at this point in time. But they were talking to each other. And it's an oddity, right? I mean, is that an oddity? I think it's an oddity. Because normally, like the last time you saw anything with conjoined twins, it was those little girls who were conjoined at the head and they had to do the brain surgery to, you know, to... This was not that. This was one body and two heads. That's why I think you're taken back by it. Talk about the fact that they had trouble getting driver's licenses because, you know, one controlling one side, one controlling the other, which both of them do have driver's licenses and the way that they're almost telepathic and the way that they do things. But, you know, obviously, the other stuff comes up, you know, like, you know, it's how do you date and, you know, what's sex like and all that, but which is a natural thing. It's like my little brother has got tubes coming in and out of him. When we go places, he's a spectacle. He is, you know, partly because my mother dresses him so poorly. But the other part is he's kind of a spectacle. And he's got tubes in the whole nine yards. He's got cerebral palsy and he's in a chair and he's got all these things coming out of him. And people look and it's okay. But I was sitting there waiting for my plane, and this girl came, and she did not see them, and she's sitting next to me, and I finally looked at her and goes, I have to tell you something. I saw somebody with two heads. Like, it was just out of nowhere. Like, I have to tell you this. I have to tell somebody. I'm texting all my friends. Dude, you never guess what I saw. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I don't think it's as bad as that, but I felt like, But, like, what would you have done, Producer Phil? Honestly, you see somebody coming at you with two heads. What would you have done?
I probably would have taken a picture because I'm a jerk.
I'm okay with that. I was just shocked. You know? Yeah. Your white guilt. It's not white guilt. It was... I think it's guilt because I'm so excited about it. Like, that's just it. Like, that's it. Like, if I met the queen or I met them, I'm like, let me tell you guys this. I met somebody with two heads. They're like, Chad, you got a picture of the queen? Yeah, but I met somebody with two heads. Do you guys understand that? Like, not since Rosie Greer and I forgot the other guy's name. With the man with two heads. Oh, my God, Chad, you're horrible. Speaking of that, to mark that occasion, I should do this. I should go to ProFlowers. Because all of us out there have made mistakes in life where we forget people's birthdays, anniversaries. You know, it happens, especially us guys. We are forgetful, to say the least. Well, how about this? ProFlowers has come up with the ultimate solution to ensure this never happens again. And I think every man out there needs a reminder that's real and right, and a reminder that takes the, just because something sends you a text and says, hey, guess what? Your wife or girlfriend or husband or whatever's birthday is tomorrow, or doesn't mean you're going to go do anything. Because you might see that, hit snooze, and never worry about it again. Well, ProFlowers has the new Pro Gifter. It's a brand new service they've just launched. This is easy, fail-proof way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses. Think about that for a second. Up to 1 year in advance. Never miss again. Always be the one. So if you procrastinate, forget the anniversaries or birthday, this service is for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. You're going to save time. You're going to save money. Up to $70 in savings. You'll look thoughtful and like, you know, you'll look like this guy that's just, you got it going on. You got it going on. ProFlowers buys directly from the best growers, so you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee to your money back. All flowers from ProFlowers plus a 7-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they will look good. So I'm going to have to send Brittany and Abby something as a thank you for changing my life. I know what you're thinking. An occasion like this, you should send flowers for right now, right? So, but go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's it. ProFlowers.com. Go there now. ProFlowers.com. Go to the Pro Gifter. Set your occasion. Knock it out of the park. You will look like a hero all the time. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality with a twist. Say what?
Oh. By the way, this thing has evolved fast after talking about the girls that I saw, Brittany and Abby, who are conjoined twins, two heads, one body. And it's just, you know, because you think about all that stuff, right? You think about, well, what about this and what about that? And then you start thinking to yourself, well, maybe if, you know, somebody comes to you from one of the big adult industries and says, we'll give you a bunch of money, right? Because they love to do stuff like that, right? They love to do stuff like, you think they've been approached? They've had to have been approached. They had to. Because you're not doing your job. And Anthony said, yeah, I'm going to throw you under the bus here, Anthony. That, you know, it's, first of all, it's the closest thing to be maybe seeing an alien, which is not saying that they're aliens, but if an alien came down, you would stare at it. And secondly, he also said, which I totally agree with, these two they chose to be on TLC, so you've given up a portion of your freedom because you were going to be somewhat famous, and that's what you chose. And there's, as producer Phil said, there's no learning going on TLC. TLC has become the, and Discovery Channel, and a few of these other things, they have become the new freak show. Okay, and I'm not saying they're freaks. I'm just saying they've become that new kind of thing that we stare at, right? You know, I mean, you know, oh my God, this person weighs 9,000 pounds. Come look, we're going to drag him out of the house after we break it down. We're going to put him on a flatbed and drive him through the city. That's something you usually used to go pay and see. You don't have to do that now. TLC's got it on TV. And now you're going to learn more about these people. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshows.com. Somebody just sent me a text, said, Chad, it's okay if you stared at him. I would have too. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that that's a natural reaction. I work out all the time. I haven't been on a scale in forever and a day, and I won't get on a scale. Do my clothes fit? That's what I care about. Canada's Carleton University removed the weight scales from its campus gym after several students complained about it being triggered about being triggered by it, a sign that has put the, you know, has made them feel like they feel like they're not losing weight and they're getting frustrated, and then they're taking alternative measures, maybe even, you know, going out and bulimic and anorexic. I never in my life, I just won't use the scale. Do I look okay in my clothes? And that's all I care about. If I can get in, you know, comfortable and I look okay and I feel okay, I don't care about the weight. I'm built like a house anyways. So, I mean, I don't have two heads, but I'm built like a house. Chad, you're being super, I can't help it now. I can't help it. I just can't. But getting on a scale to me is just, it's a waste of time. Because you're never going to be happy unless you are just, you know, trying like crazy, wacky diets. Most people are never going to be happy, especially as they get older. And you may lose 20 or 30 pounds, or you may lose 4 or 5 inches, but you haven't lost the weight you lost, and then that makes you angry. So I just said, you know what? Do my clothes fit better? Fantastic. Can I go down a size or two? Great. That's all that matters to me. The rest of it, care less. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Was I mean? Because I stared at the girls with two heads.
This is the Chad Benson Show.